Crime in Camden, New Jersey is down. Police have received national attention for their efforts to combat violence in the troubled city. WHYY Urban Life correspondent Elizabeth Fila reports that Camden cops are also targeting another source of crime that often goes on in plain sight.
Brenda Antonor's story is hard to believe.
I never in my wildest dreams thought that we would be having the opportunity to do this.
Antonor runs a ministry called She Has a Name to try to help women who work Camden streets as prostitutes. She never expected to be working with law enforcement because not that long ago, police were targeting her and her husband. It was the mid-1990s. Antonor had worked as a high school health teacher, and her husband was a partner at a well-known law firm. They lived in an old brick New Jersey farmhouse with three young children. Then they were arrested for drug possession of more than 50 bags of crack cocaine.
It's an equal opportunity destroyer. Like, the addiction will take you further than you thought you'd ever go, keep you longer than you ever thought you'd stay, and cost you more than you could ever imagine. I experienced that firsthand. We experienced that firsthand.
Antonor's husband served time in federal prison. The couple spent years rebuilding their lives. And Antonor admits some in her family would actually prefer she stay away from Camden, where the couple used to buy their drugs. Instead, they're moving in.
Probably going to put a futon in here. So this could be.
The couple recently bought and renovated a house in Camden's Waterfront South neighborhood that they'll use not just to live in, but also as a safe space for prostitutes who work the city streets. These days, the Antonors are working with the Camden Police through a prostitution diversion program that brings law enforcement and social services surprisingly close. After a prostitution bust, Camden Police give women a choice: head to jail or work with Antonor to get into detox and break their heroin or crack addiction. Antonor approaches the women not as problems to be solved.
It doesn't matter if they haven't showered. It doesn't matter the condition of what they look like. That's the part that has the ability to profoundly affect someone's heart.
Police Chief Scott Thompson says partnerships with groups like She Has a Name give women who are arrested for prostitution the opportunity to get help and avoid prosecution.
About 20% of the girls will accept this offer.
He says many of the women are trying to earn money as prostitutes to support a drug habit, so helping them get clean can be a more effective method to keep them off the street than just arresting them. The more compassionate approach for the women is in sharp contrast to law enforcement's treatment of the men who are caught seeking their services. Thompson says Camden police use everything they can to send a strong message to the Johns, including seizing their vehicles.
Our first location will be Broadway and Walnut.
On a recent afternoon, a dozen uniformed police officers gathered in a room for one of their regular prostitution busts. A female cop stood at the front of the room, laying out the plan.
Their code for a deal made will be over the head. Their code for distress will be hands up.
Sometimes the police target the women. This time, they went after the men who were soliciting them by using undercover officers posing as prostitutes. A few minutes later, out on the street, the officers posing as prostitutes and their colleagues take their places, and the waiting begins. Cars pass the women and sometimes slow down. The same car passes the same corner two, three, four times. The police wait to swoop in. The driver looks like he's trying to get the attention of the woman he believes is a prostitute standing on a street corner. And then, swiftly, police make the arrest.
¿Tú tienes licencia?
Sí, pero en mi país de México.
¿Este es tu carro, sí?
De mi papá.
He has a registration there, but he has a Mexican license.
Like the other men caught paying for sex, he'll be booked and his car impounded. While crimes that happen in Camden are shrugged off by outsiders as Camden's problems, Thompson estimates that close to 80% of the women are from outside Camden. And Brenda Antonor from She Has a Name says,
the biggest problem of Johns we have coming in here is middle-aged white guys from the suburbs.
In many cases, Camden is simply the stage on which the criminal behaviors play out. Chief Thompson says, part of making Camden a better place to live goes beyond just reducing homicides.
When you have flagrant street walking and prostitution that takes place, it diminishes the quality of life in a neighborhood, and it can define a neighborhood.
Thompson says children shouldn't have to walk past it on their way to school, and adults shouldn't be face-to-face with prostitution every time they walk to the corner store. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.